Repeat, this is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2IRT group. K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Heard here just about every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we have the face-to-face meetings at the beginning of the month. I'm just going to stand back for a second and see if we have any K2IRTers on frequency that want to check in for this evening. You got WA2AXZ here for K2IRT.
Kilo off, Fox Truck 2, Whiskey Romeo.
Andy out there, how you doing, Andy? Anyone else?
This is Wise with us. I'm on the phone. I'll be in a little while.
KF2WR, this is the K2IRT group.
Hey Bob, how are you? You go to the old timers today?
Yes, I went to the old timers. They had a good group of guys there. And they were all talking about the upcoming June big party. And of course, Charlie was the top of the topic there. Go ahead.
We had a moment of silence at our safety meeting. I was actually going to come to this old timers, but we ran into a few issues up at the other place that were pretty pressing. So I had to actually stay there till almost 6 o'clock working on them. But yeah, looking forward to the big party, the big soiree. KF2WR.
I hear we had a little run-in with the Inspector General at Substation 17. So I can imagine what the brouhaha that came up about that. But yeah, we had a good time at Dayton. Got there Tuesday afternoon, and left Monday morning there, and everything in between the Thursday night party, the Friday picnic, and all the other get-togethers in between. Had a good group of guys and gals out there, and the Basset Hound loved it, every minute of it there. He took over the campground and he made about 600 friends.
We got another check in there. Please come down. Ain't nothing heard. So he had a good time, huh? I was really thinking about that, how he was going to make out. His drive was good for him and the whole camping experience really worked for him.
Yeah, wait till I show you the pictures. He had a ball. And it was funny because I made that extension seat for him in the front. And, you know, he's a long Basset Hound now, so he took up the front seat a little more. And he was sleeping most of the time. Then he would get up and look out the window a little bit. And when it came time for going to the walk, I'd be driving and he'd come up to me and he'd put his head on my arm. And he'd look at me with those eyes as if to say, "You will take the next sit or else."
It's amazing how he can communicate, and it's amazing how we understand what he's trying to say. So good. Well, I'm glad he worked out with the whole camping experience, you know. That's going to be a big boon in the future, without a doubt. And, yeah, so should we do our next field day out there camping? It'll be a lot of fun to have him over there.
Got K2IRT group over here. Yeah, he had a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun there. The first day, Friday of Dayton, I took Pat. He's November 9 something or other. He's one of our friends that are blind, and I took him to the camp Took him to the Dayton Harrah Arena, and I was his guide for the day. And I was running around the back, describing everything for him. The ham radio. Doesn't have very much sight to see how a ball running around. Meanwhile, his wife went over to my camper and picked up the Basset Hound, and the Basset Hound adopted her to the point where at the end of the day when he came back, she says, "No, you're not getting him back. He's mine now."
That's way too rich. That really is. Well, good. I'm glad he worked out. How was the show? How was the whole event out there? A lot of vendors, a lot of boat anchors. How did it look economy-wise?
I tell you, Friday it was shoulder to shoulder. Friday it was shoulder to shoulder inside the Harrah Arena. And it was amazing how packed it was. According to the Dayton Amateur Radio Club, they pretty much broke the record, so it was pretty good. Just about every stall was open in the food market area behind the Harrah Arena. And there was just a lot of people having a good time. Of course, yeah, you're right about the boat anchors. You know what I'm finding? There's a lot of swans here. I remember swans. Solid mount than this piece of garbage that we have now. All I have is a simple bumper mount up on the roof, and it just doesn't have the get up and go to hold the antenna, the 160 meter antenna, the ball, the spring, and all the other weight that's up there. So I'm sure this thing is going to hold for many years to come, and thankfully it won't rust either. Let's see, we picked up the ball mount. I picked up a 20 meter. Pick up anything big. Pick up anything big because they have everything already. There's nothing really I want, so not if I want to go below $12,000 on my comp, but I didn't do that. Hey, SWR, SWA, 2AN.
Well, fun business, Lope. The diamond plate should serve you very well. Yeah, that should last many, many moons into the future. It's nothing like robust peace, without a doubt. But as far as those old Swan radios go, you know, I imagine more and more of this hobby progresses, and just time itself progresses. You know, a lot of people aren't into the love and care that took, you know, to make one of those rigs operate, you know. I mean, that was real operating. And now, you know, we're a bunch of solid-state jockeys right now, and we're always looking for the latest, best CRTs. Display, you know, off another flat screen display off the rig. So I'm sure some people will keep the beat for that stuff, but I imagine in the next 10 years that stuff's going to get pretty cheap to see.
No doubt on that. I tell you, the backyard, I took plenty of pictures there, so when we get together in June, we'll show them. As a matter of fact, I sent out a few of the new photos. Just about 90 people at the KOA campground at the top, 160 people get together. And we had about 30 to 40 people from the 72 shoot out in the Harrah Arena. So we had a pretty good group this year. I'm very surprised about those. Big problem over at the Harrah Arena for everybody, not only us, but everybody who's going, is that the bus company on the EAR Dayton area rapid transit played around with the bus schedule and didn't do a direct route to the Harrah Arena. And usually the guys would go to the campground and they'd be picked up at the hotels or whatever, and everyone would go directly to the Harrah Arena. Well, the bus company in their wisdom decided, well, no, we're going to make them get off at the mall. There's a huge Roebuck gate
back as you would in the interesting. You have to flip this thing from bus to bus to get back. And how to let it be written about that. Other than that, we had a good thing. I won one of the door prizes. I don't know what to do with the door, though. Shirt, a book, and a bag.
Down there.
dressing table. He took an eight-inch look, and I had a chance to describe what was on the table, and he had a chance to feel what was on the table. He had a great time. His wife stayed back at the campground and said, well, you know, she'll look in on the bassinet. So about 10 o'clock in the morning, she went over and picked up the bassinet. She made such good friends with them that when we finished dating, she came back to the campground in the afternoon. She wouldn't give me the dog back. The dog and her made best friends, and we didn't want to come home.
Okay. Well, it seems like it's a very lovable dog if nobody wants to give him back. Very good. Okay. I'm here watching the Yankee game as I talk to you. I made sure I was home tonight to get on the net. The last couple of nights I was out of, last couple of Thursday nights I was out of the house and couldn't get on the net. Any field visit scheduled for the new field day site?
Now, Wally wants to take a ride out to the field day site. Down on the First Avenue and 59th Street around there. I was out there on the pier. I drove out there and I did an experiment with the Jeep, and it's pretty good. There's very little noise out there. 40 meters and 20 meters is clear. So I wanted to take a ride out this weekend. I haven't heard anything further than that. But if we get an email and he does decide to take a run out there, make sure he tries to get a notice out to everybody just to see what happens. As I said, for Charlie, N2JZA, I left Dayton early. I was going to be in Dayton Monday morning and heading into West Virginia, taking a nice easy one-week ride up to the Shenandoah Valley. But I found out Saturday evening that Charlie passed away. I said, well, Charlie comes first. So I left Dayton about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Got home about 6:30, just in time to take a quick shower and head over to the funeral home. And the next day, of course, on the church service. As I said, Charlie's been on ham radio for over 4 years as N2JZA. Even though he didn't have too much of a time operating with us, he had a lot of background experience. He helped a lot of people in the background with this club and other clubs that he was part of. So what I did was I wrote a letter to the Silent Peak paper on USB, and he will be in the August edition of Silent Peak with the notification there. So just keep an eye out. All right, again, this is K2IRD, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Let's see if Charlie is finished with the phone. If not, we'll turn it over to him.
Ethan DeMarcus, good to hear you on here. And yeah, that really is a shame about Charlie. I was talking to a few people on the KCRA repeater not long ago. They were asking about him, but I remember, I think I first met Charlie, probably not on the air, when he was president of KCRA, when they had the meetings over at Fort Hamilton. On his job, I went to a club thing, and I saw Charlie. I said, hey, guess where I'm working now? I've got employees now, and that was years ago, but we will miss him. Glad to hear you had a good time at Dayton, Olby, and I'm glad to talk to you also. Back to you.
Hey, Charlie, we were breaking up just a little bit, but earlier you talked about that satellite. That satellite thing was out in the parking lot. And what the guys did is they had homebrew antennas made out of, it looked like one-by-one sticks of wood with the copper rods through it. This is that homemade antenna that I showed off a while back. I made one for 2 meters, and then I made one for the digital TV. This is what they were using for their satellite, and they had everybody gather around and do been making a contact with them while we were watching them do their thing. And really, with the most rudimentary tools, walk around the world. Back to you, Joe.
I was the person out in Dayton I worked, but I also worked a guy in Greenland who was kind of on a mini expedition. So that was kind of what I sort of did. It's a pretty good shot, Greenland by satellite. That may never come again, but it's a lot of fun. I'm really getting addicted to that. Back to you.
Combination with the technology is just the excitement of being able to do it, to track it, and to finally catch that one contact that you really wanted to get there. Probably couldn't get Iceland there, the volcano is in the way, but if you got Greenland, you know, more power to you there. Because I know how serious you are with this tracking and everything else. You do a fantastic job, Charlie. Got to hand it to you there with the limited space and what you have over there in the apartment. You're a go-getter for the the UHF, VHF contacts up there. All right. Well, what other things happened to Dayton that I can tell you about? Well, really, it was just typical Dayton. I met up with the gang from ARRL, Mary Hobart, and the rest of the gang there, and we had a chat. Norman Fusero, the club manager, said hello to the gang from K2IRT. Norman came in every once in a while and he said hello to us. And, well, what else happened? Just trying to think. Just typical date. You go there, you walk around, and after 2 days, you feel like you don't want to walk anymore. It is amazing to see, Charlie, the size of the outdoor area there. And you just keep on walking and walking. You can't really see the whole thing in one day. And if you do, you're probably missing a lot of stuff. Again, they've got the tents with the boat anchors. They've got some tents with the new equipment. They had a U.S. Army set up from World War II, and the guy was transmitting with a hand crank generator. So the guy was dressed up in his Army fatigues and his pot helmet, and he was cranking the antenna while the other guys were working the transmitter. We had demonstrations of that. We had a lot of guys out from college and great collectors clubs. We had all these little groups out there doing their things. Stepper this year, last year, in the past couple of years, Stepper worked with the U.S. Towers, and they have this truck-mounted tower that goes almost 100 feet in the air. And they used to put these monster antennas up there to bring everybody's attention. Hey, look what Stepper's latest Bobbin line doing. This year they took a different tack. They only put up a element beam. And it's just amazing. You had this monstrous tower and this tiny little beam up there. And that tiny little beam going according to Stepper. By the way, that was the East Prize.
Next year, we'll be here with the same kind of story.
KF2WR back over to K2IR.net and Bob, pick it up.
Alright, KF2WR, this is
Well, I tell you guys now that this year, the KOA campground, got to know the owner quite well, and they had a waiting list of over 50 people trying to get into the campground. All the hotels, motels in the area were sold out. So some of the guys decided to come at the last minute. They really had no way to go. They had to stay about 2 or 3 towns over. Far as Miami first, if you're thinking of going to Dayton, I've got a recommendation for the guys. Go to the KOA campground. Think about this very seriously within the next week or so. And you guys should rent one of the lodges that they have at the KOA. The lodge seats cost about $180 a month. But if you get a couple of guys together to go into the lodge, you reduce the price. You've got a beautiful campground over there. And if you're around party people days on end, so even after you do dates, you come back and you have a big Friday night party. Saturday night, you can hang around to another party or go run around town and go to some of the bars and grills under this area. I better not tell you where I went Saturday night. I'm going to get into trouble. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, it sounds like the spring break of amateur radio, without a doubt, Bob. Without a doubt. I don't think you'd be, any of us would be bored there, not for a moment anyway. Hey, Bob, were they offering classes there, like little seminar classes and stuff?
Seminars, classes, license exams. Hold on 1 second, I've got the date book here. Let me get it and I'll redo a flip again.
And my stuff, my car could fit a lot of stuff, Charlie, to drive home.
I'm waiting till I buy the 7800 to buy it from Dayton.
Yeah, well, can you play with it in the car on the way home, Marcus?
Alrighty, you ready?
I'll be your mobile. On the way home with the ICOM 7800, man, that's the best.
Alright, guys, well, here's a listing of what they did. They did a TAPR, whatever a TAPR forum is. They did a forum on APRS, Automatic Position Reporting Systems. They did a forum on D-Star. They had a 3-hour forum on antennas. They had the ARL public relations, fox hunting. They had balloon sets, digital modes with high altitude balloons. Let's see what else we have here. We had ARL lab chat, power line noise, how to trace power line noise, county hunting. HAARP, High Frequency Active Aural Research Program. They did one on that. They did one on Teacher's Workshop, where the gang, if you decide to be an elder to someone, they teach you how to be a teacher. In addition, they had ham radio in the lure, how to install DST speakers add-on with live demonstration. Gordon West, the guy that does all the ham radio tests and such, he was the moderator on that. Techniques of best operators, QRP, why you should try it, antennas again, the final frontier, a kit building forum. What the hell is this, the Young Ladies Radio League? Well, we have to get into that one, right? ARRL software defined radio. These are the classes, and it just goes on and on and on. Like, I've got 3 more pages of what else they did. They even have a Stark one with Drake, if you wanted to join the forum on Drake. There's a lot of good stuff. Again, I'll bring the Dayton book with me the next time we meet face to face, and whoever wants it, take it, look at it. You guys can keep it if you want and pass it around. And it just gives you a sense of the scale of how big this thing really is. You got the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club here. Marcus, over to you.
WA2AFZ and 2LTV. One more question about the pier over there in Brooklyn. What time of day did you go? Because I noticed I did go over there one early morning on the way to 38th Street Yard. And I noticed that they have a guard shack, so I didn't venture in. But are there any hours posted anywhere?
I didn't see the hours posted there. That guard shack is for the people that park on the shore side of the pier. So they have what the hell is that again? That's the waterways taxi. So the people park there, and then they take the water boat over to Manhattan from there. So that's part of what that guard shack is part of. But I went all the way out to the end, and what time did I go? Ready for this? I went last Monday, right after I visited Charlie at the hospice at Calvary Hospital. I was there about 11:30 in the morning.
But you have to pass the guard shack to get to the pier, so I guess you're telling him you're just going out to the pier. Or do you have to stop and talk to him?
Matter of fact, when I got there, nobody was there. Nobody was in the shack at all. So I was thinking that I'd have to stop and check in, and nothing. Everything was locked up, so I just drove out to the end of the pier, walked around, played the radio, talked to a couple of the fishermen. I'd hesitate to eat anything out of that water, but let them do it.
Okay. Well, you know, these waters are a little better. They're looking a little better now as opposed to the Gulf. Go ahead.
Now, look at it this way. When they do the cooking shows, they don't have to add any oil to the pan before they cook the fish. Now, they'll already be well oiled, especially the shrimp and everything else. What a shame that's going on down there. But like everything else, that's what the price we have to pay for technology. Everybody's driving cars, and they have to run the power plants and keep the planes in the air, and that's the price you have to pay. I know you got a bunch of environmentalists out there had me belly laugh. They want to stop all oil drilling, and I certainly hope that they like living in caves next to the wood fires there. All right. Let's give it back over to Charlie one more time, and then we'll go around circle again. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Okay, now Wally is the guy that spoke to the head honcho as far as using that site for field day. And the guy says, as long as it's under 25 people, no permit required, and we can stay till about sundown. And I said, Wally and I was talking back and forth last few days about what we're going to use for power. We didn't know if we're going to run off a battery, QRP, you know, kind of like a tailgate party, operate out of the trunk of your car or whatever. I investigated renting a generator, because there's a place right in that neighborhood that sells them. I called them today and they said, you can rent a 2 kilowatt generator for 60 bucks for the whole weekend. I mean, you can't go wrong. So we may go that route, but I guess while they kind of firm it up with these people, I don't want to show up there and then have them be kicked out when we start hoisting antennas and that kind of stuff. So still a little more to do on as far as that goes. But hey, what the heck, it's something to do, and it's strictly improvisational, and might be a lot of fun. Back to you, Lovey.
Well, again, we still have those two red Honda generators up at 53rd Street, and most of the time, they just sit and collect dust. And I can't think of a better thing to do than to use up the gas, blow out the carbon, and
and get some working time on them there. So, Andy, if you talk to Vinny and the gang, there's two generators. There's one with the regular face and one with that box, the synchronizing panel. Now, we've been using the one with the regular face for a long time, and the one with the synchronizing, the little box at the end, hasn't been used much. I think that's the one that should be taken out. That box is only useful when you have two machines side by side. You don't need the two machines. So if you give that thing some run time, I think it'll be pretty good. Over to you, Andy. KF2WR and the K2IRT group.
Well, you recall the wattage offhand of those generators, Wolf?
2,000. They were all 2,000.
That's a workable number. Actually, two of them, that's 4,000. That's a real workable number.
I'll go down Scope Mountain Keys and see what it looks like. KFTWR.
They dropped a whole load of ballast. even it out so they can park on our side, we can park on their side, we can pull behind that that power shack that feeds the bridge, so they need some changes over there. But again, and hopefully they do decide to do something over there at Hamels, because I'd hate to see that building come crashing down due to old age. I was looking at the Post today, and the New York Post has an MTA bidding thing out for a power transformer. So I pointed this out to Mike, Sam, and everybody looked at it, and we're scratching our heads. It could be the one from Girolam and Willow, or Hester. I don't know which one was up for contract, but that went out to bid today, so you should be hearing something for one of those stations there. Hey, you know, it could even be Avenue Z for that matter. All right, so enough of job talk. WA2AZ here for the K2IRT group. And again, if anyone else is listening that wants to be part of the group, you can check in and be part of the fun. You don't have to be a member. Just come on and enjoy yourself. You just pause for a second to see if we have anybody else out there. I didn't hear anything. Oh dear, I've had a long day. I went to that old timers and running around there, so after this is over, I'm not even going to get on 160 tonight. I'm just going to go find a pillow somewhere. Me and the Basset Hound. Now you got to be careful with these old retirees. All they like to do is eat and sleep. Back to you, Marcus. WLDC, W2A2AXE.
Look, what's your setup right now? You're home, and what kind of antenna are you using, and what kind of radio, how many watts? Because you're going in and out of some machines here. When you hear one, I could barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm running a Diamond DX50. It's a 2 meter 440 fiberglass antenna on the roof, and I'm running an ICOM 3200A. I'm pushing about 30 watts through the antenna. It seems to be in this neck of the woods. There's always a problem out here for some reason, good.
Yeah, with the top side antenna there, it definitely should not be a problem. I don't know, when you drop down, I know you're there, but, and I get like every other third syllable or word or something. But I miss most of that information. Anyway, I got a question for Charlie. I'm looking for information on an antenna. You'll find on some of the dispatcher's roof and towers. It's a dual collinear VHF antenna that they use. You wouldn't happen to know who the manufacturer is, do you?
Someone I could ask around, though. Let me see. I know they get most of them from, they buy most of them from Tesco, that much I can tell you.
Just Tesco, but they don't have that model anymore. You know, or the name brand, whichever it is. Let me put it this way, I don't see that antenna at all. But Tesco has all different kind of name brands. I just wanted to know, was talking with someone about it. They took a picture and was asking me about it, you know, what's the gain and all that kind of stuff. So I said I'll try to find out.
Some of those antennas are also Shakespeare. We had a couple of Shakespeare's mounted on the roof of the power control center. And that covered the 150 megahertz all the way up to 470 something or other. And that covered our audio band there. So they also have a Shakespeare. In fact, we still have one of those antennas all the way up to 470.
Did he say he
thinks
it was a Shakespeare?
Ones on our roof were Shakespeare. That was used for our mobile radios. We had something hooked into maintenance away.
after that. Again, it was 150 to 160 megahertz in that neck of the woods. And also had a dual band capability up to 470. 470 was used in the mobiles for the Iowa departments, I'm sure other departments used.
Okay, I'll Google ship spare dual collinear VHF and see what comes up. Okay, thanks for the information. Back to Ned and 2LTV.
Again, if you're thinking of doing the Dayton routine, definitely think very hard, and within a week or so, let me know, and I'll get you hooked up with the gang at KOA, and at least put a hold on one of those big lodges over there, and we'll work it from there. All right, so what else do we have going on tonight? I have to tell you, I'm enjoying this weather. Again, heading out towards Dayton last Tuesday. Tuesday and Wednesday we had pouring rain and lightning to beat the band. And a couple of miles out of Dayton, when you're riding Interstate 7, you bypass this river called the Mad River. And you talk about a mad river. That river was angry. That thing was up over its banks and really rushing there. So you get a chance when you finally leave the states to see other areas and how they're affected by the flooding. And it's just amazing to see how quickly, after just a couple of hours of rain, the water really builds up and goes over its banks. So, let's see what we got here. 10 minutes through. See if Andy has anything to add, and then we'll go down through the list one more time. KF2WR, you got WA2A exit.
WA2A exit in the group, KF2WR. Hey, Mark, is the antenna that was out at 38th Street Yard was actually a Cushcraft they had out there. And Cushcraft, I believe, has a whole line of industrial, for lack of a better term, antennas. You might want to check that out, too. And with that, I got nothing more to add. But I will say 7-3s, everybody. I'll make this my 73 round. 7-3, and we'll be in touch sooner than later. KF2WR with 7-3. Good night, everybody.
Have a great night. And everybody remember, Cushcraft is now owned by MSJ. So it's part of the MSJ realm now. I think my game intended to part of MSJ. MSJ has been busy buying up everything. Matter of fact, I've got the MSJ badge from. And we got MSJ, Ameritron, my game, Cushcraft. They own Mirage, they own Vectronics. Buying up all the ham radio companies in the Pentagon. So just have to take everything with a grain of salt. going, and then we got June 1, 2, like June 3rd would be a face-to-face meeting. I would check with Wally ahead of time, probably be up until the Thursday again, unless you guys have an alternate location. That's it for beautiful Brooklyn. I've had a good time, and again, I'll bring all the date pictures along and again, see what they did. With that, I don't know if anyone else has anything to say, but I want to thank the repeater operators for allowing us the hour and invite everybody to check out the k2irt.org or just check out k2irt on Mars. That's it from Brooklyn. If anyone else has any last words, go ahead.
Maybe I just wanted to know, while I'm talking, am I dropping out of the machine?
So you're holding in there quite solid. Charlie was dropping out before. Andy at times was dropping, and of course, you know I'm dropping out.
Okay, well, I have this Yankee pointed in the right direction then. Okay, 7-3, and I'll talk to you another day. This is N2LTV. Yeah, okay. I'm clearly listening.
72AXA, N2LB.
Hey, come on in. Hi, Louis. This is Charlie in Staten Island. You're just listening in. Just want to let you know that I'm able to hear you fine with some hash on both 145-230 and 441-100. You were not dropping out as far as I was concerned.
That's good. I appreciate it. Again, everything depends on area and what's going on. I'm going to try to get this thing up on the 440 band. This is new capability, so I'll have to get the instruction book out. This is one of the radios where the radio is small and the instruction book is like the Encyclopedia Britannica is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's even after they translated it to Japanese.
I think it'll cool. I appreciate it. All right, guys.
You have a great night. Again, thanks a lot for being out there. And, I don't know, maybe I'll QSY to 160 meters to get my gang is out there at 1871. So if anyone's out there that wants to listen on 1871, catch an earful from the 70s. Good night, all, from W82AX.